Well, hello today. This is Brother Jeff with a daily inspiration for you. I hope this day will be a day that God will bless you and lead you in His ways. I would like to speak to you out of the book of Jonah the next few days. The book of Jonah is a short book in the Old Testament that has some exciting lessons for us to learn in it. I think all of us have a little bit of Jonah in us. So let's see what God has for us. Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone into the lowest parts of the ship, had lain down, and was fast asleep. So the captain came to him and said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us, so that we may not perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. And they said to him, "Please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? And what people are you?" So he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "Why have you done this?" For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us?" For the sea was growing more tempestuous. And he said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not. For the sea continued to grow more tempestuous. Therefore they cried out to the Lord and said, "We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and took vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Well, the first thing we see in this story is the call of God. God speaks to Jonah and gives him a command and a commission to go and preach. He wanted him to go to Nineveh. It was a great city of the capital of the Assyrian Empire, and he wanted Jonah to go into that city and preach to them. He wanted him to cry out against it for their wickedness. They were wicked people, child sacrifice, there was homosexuality, there was fornication, there was drunkenness, there was every lewd act of filth and debauchery, gambling and slavery and abuse of children. There was no end to the wickedness that was there. And God's cup of indignation was full. And he, in his mercy, this just shows a little bit of the hand of mercy. God could have just rained fire and brimstone on them without a preacher, as he did Sodom and Gomorrah. but instead he sent a man to proclaim against their wickedness. But the man that was commanded and commissioned to go, he was ordained to go and be a preacher in Nineveh, he was scared. And he rose, and it said he fled to Tarshish. He fled from the presence of the Lord. I can't understand why you would want to leave the very presence of God and go into sin, go into rebellion, hiding down in the bottom of this ship. And God sent a storm. God said, I am displeased with you, Jonah. He made Jonah sin public to that ship there. And we see this interesting picture that these men were idolaters of some sort, and they all cried to their individual gods, and they began to throw precious cargo off of the ship to lighten the load so the ship would float better. And old Jonah's just asleep. Here's this old renegade runaway prophet down in the bottom of a boat sleeping. When they woke him up and called him the old sleeper, and you better call on your God, and maybe your God's the one that can help us. And finally, they cast these lots to see who was the criminal. And Jonah was the criminal. And they wanted to know who he was. And when he told them he was a Hebrew and he was running away from God, they said, what shall we do? And Jonah said, throw me in the sea. And these men must have had a little bit of a heart because they didn't do it right at the beginning. But finally, Jonah persuaded them to just toss him into the sea, and immediately there was a calm. So these men began to fear the Lord, it says. So just think of that, you being a heathen idolater, and this man tells you he's a Hebrew and he serves Jehovah, the God that made everything. And then as soon as you throw it in, this man in, there's a calm. No sea is like glass. Well, I tell you what, sounds like Jonah's first sermon just got preached. But then, this amazing thing happened. You know, these men saw, and Jonah experienced. It says that the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. A lot of people want to argue, was it a whale? Was it a fish? No, I really think if you get in that argument, you kind of miss the story. Jesus called it a whale. The Old Testament calls it a great fish. So it was a whale of a fish for sure, whatever it was. And so here they are watching this big gulp of a fish take Jonah down. And the fish went down to the bottom. And it says he was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. So the message and warning to Nineveh is now, at the bottom of the sea, the renegade prophet in the belly of a whale, all these heathen men on this ship telling this story, and they get to their port the next day, you won't believe what happened. God is going to make himself famous through this story, and God's going to teach a man named Jonah that God is bigger than all your problems. And so I think we'll just leave it with that. And I'll just ask this question. Is there something you should be doing for God today? And maybe you're running away from God. And maybe everything is kind of topsy-turvy and tempestuous because you know you should be serving God. Maybe God is irritating some things in your life, or there's problems in your life because of something you know you should be doing. You know, I would say turn to Jesus today. You know, if you're in the belly of the whale right now, maybe there's a trial you've gone through, and maybe you feel like you're in the belly of the whale right now. Well, my friend, seek the Lord, and there's a deliverance coming. But we'll continue this story tomorrow, and God bless you, and have a wonderful day. And if you want to leave us a message, there's something we can help you with, finding the Lord Jesus or praying with you, the 099 is the access to our voice box. The Lord love you, and we'll see you.